Dude, I think there's two sins that I don't think are talked about enough.
Yeah.
I think it's wrath and gluttony. So no one really talks about wrath enough. Like, what is that? How I look at that is like
hatred, anger.
It's revenge. It's hatred. It's anger. And then most of the time, this is brought up through social media. Other people are wanting to cause revenge or hate towards other people because of some other drama. It's easy or people start
trends.
People think it's okay to want revenge on people. People think it's okay. Oh, I need to get back at this person, right?
Yeah.
I think that
has... respond to this person and reply to them because they just made a comment on my video. I can't just let that be, right?
Dude, if you look at Instagram comment sections, it's a free-for-all in there, dude. Everyone's trying to like ego each other and just like get
who's
back at each other.
Who's going to write a better comment?
Yeah, who's going to get the last word out? Oh, yeah, he hasn't responded yet. He's lost.
Yeah, I beat him with stuff.
So I think there's a lot of hate.
Those two definitely are not talked about enough.
Hate and anger, like where it's so easy for me to go on social media. If I start scrolling for a little bit, all of a sudden I'm in like 10 people's dramas, and like I have like this like weird opinion and anger towards someone, like something. It's like, who cares? It has nothing to do with me at all. And
yeah,
I think it's where like wrath swirls up, and that you can easily become sensitive in your own life and project that onto other people.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about myself on that because I still have that. Like I get very angry with things, and the reason why I want to focus on that is because, you know, when people, because I've heard a lot of people say, like when they think that wrath is just like something when you only physically, what's it called, do with someone, like when you beat them up or when you kill them or things like that, right? But now we also have to think more, like let's just go deeper than that, right? Okay, let's just say wrath is, you know, physically hurting someone, right? But let's think about it. Before it leads to that, there's a starting point with that, right? So one is first, it's a thought. Then you're giving
and
yourself.
And what is the Bible verse? You know, the Gospels. Jesus said it.
No,
if you have looked at your brother with anger, or if you have anger towards your brother, you have already killed him with your heart.
Yeah, exactly. So that's exactly what I want to get to, because essentially, you first get mad. And because you're not able to control that wrath and you think it's fine to be mad at someone, unfortunately, that can, because of the sinful nature that we humans have, that can then lead to you physically hurting somebody, which if you just learned to count that also, that wrath, the anger inside your mind and heart as a sin, then you would think, yo, look, I'm sinning right now, so let me stop.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't lead to another sin. Then another sin then leads to maybe some other people involving.
Yeah.
So because you started that thought in your head and you almost like played it as like, look, I can't get mad long as I don't hurt someone. But that hurtness in your heart can then lead to it transferring to physical. Like I've had that in sports where like when we play soccer and I have that anger that I missed a shot or something, now I want to go and slide tackle somebody. But I tell myself, like, you can't. Like,
yeah.
Look, it's just an instinct thing that you kind of you're getting to. And I'm
it happens a lot
trying
in
to fix
it's
that
the
within
easiest,
myself. It's very.
I think what can drive people to wrath is competitiveness sometimes to a certain extent. Like, I think being competing with people is great, but there can be, like, you guys probably know this better than I do, like, where you almost get like angry or like take an offense to someone, like when you're trying to beat them or like they are like getting the edge over you or something like that.
Yeah. Or is they're getting under your skin and stuff?
You know, talking bad about you during the game or
but
something.
But I have to
like
tell
that.
Myself constantly, look, you're sinning right now because you, like that verse that you said, like I might not understand it fully. And I don't think probably like we won't really understand that fully and grasp it. Like, how can I actually kill someone when I have just a thought? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if that thought is coming from evil? But you have to think about it. It's still you almost like letting it be in your head and not counting it as a bigger thing when it is already a big thing. Because guess what? It's first, you first like almost when it comes to that type of stuff, like killing, beating somebody up or cursing them out. It's first in your head. You have to, you're thinking about this. Do I say, do I not? You have to be able to do that. And if you can't control that, I'm sorry, but you've already started
the process. It's loading into...
Like it's
something
a temptation.
Becoming.
It's a temptation that comes, but you just tell yourself, like you have to tell within yourself, like this is also a sin, just as much as me hurting someone physically. Even though in our eyes it's like one's less sin of than the other, but then guess what? This small sin that we call small, then leads to a bigger sin. So that also makes a sin.
Yeah, and I think Jesus was also underlining in that specific verse the perfection of God and His holiness and His understanding. Every time he would go back to things that were 10 commandments, that Ten Commandments are simply the definition of God's perfection, and those laws being played into our everyday life that we break every day. That means every single day we need to have a clear understanding that those laws that are perfect, we are breaking that perfectness because we're not perfect before God. God is the most perfect every single day before us, and we are imperfect by breaking every single one of them. That's why every day we need to acknowledge that we need Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, right? And we need to ask for forgiveness and ask for his mercy. And I think definitely underlining that when he mentions to people about, you know, even if you have looked at a woman with lust, you have already committed adultery with her in your heart. So he's trying to say that this is God's perfection and this is where you're at. And imagine how many times you have those thoughts, how many times you want to actually engage in such thing, how many times you engage in it, like physically do it, you know what I mean? Maybe and we don't, but people
do, right? One thing I just want to put out there, like before you make another point, is I think it's important that not only we ask for forgiveness, but we also ask for God to like help us forgive, strengthen us through that. Because I feel like if we just ask for forgiveness, he can forgive you unlimitedly. That's how much he loves you.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to also change, because if you don't change, his forgiveness can't just be like, yeah, I'll just throw it at you, because it's not just, you know what I mean? You also have to kind of follow up with that actions. Like if you're willing to change your heart, you're going to have to repent less if you think about it, right? Because like if I actually ask God for him to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to change my heart, and I don't have that wrath anymore, then if you think about it, then it leads you to less sin almost, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
then
you're walking in a more righteous path.
And you know, you need to also kind of...
And that is the true repentance too, is your willingness to change, because the understanding what Jesus did on the cross for us, it has to mean so much to you and to your heart that he went through so much pain for us that we can't just take that lightly and say, yeah, he already forgave me and he died because he's God. Like, no, he actually felt every single one of, you know, the whips, every single stab, every single pain,
betrayal, emotional. Like, think
like every single one, physical pain.
I've experienced that. No one can physically hurt you as much as like
spiritual and mental.
Like spiritual and like when somebody breaks your heart.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't have to be just on a relationship. It can be with your friend. Like you're doing something good, but they just see it as you. I guess they don't see the intention behind it when you're trying to help somebody out, or you're trying to like.
And it was all of it together with him.
Right. Oh, everything.
Before the cross too.
Physical, then betrayal. Those people, like think about it. People that that are your followers, they deny you. Like imagine how much that hurts you.
Yeah.
Like yeah, you.
The only ones that were with you, the only ones that understand.
Imagine what others are going to do to you. You know what I mean? So you have to kind of put that in the perspective. It's crazy.
There's a proverb. In one of the Proverbs 14:29 says, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. So how I imagine that, because here's the thing, like you're allowed to feel anger. You're allowed to feel it, but you're not allowed to almost
give into it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to give into it. There's another verse that says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, you're allowed to like feel like, just like almost like with the lust thing, it's like, yeah, you're going to have these lustful thoughts, but it's like what you do with it. Like, do you kind of gravitate towards it? Do you all of a sudden attach it to your identity?
Or do you kill it?
Like, are you angry or do you feel angry? Oh, I just feel angry. Okay, what can you do about it? Well, how can you do moving forward, right? I can forgive them. I can ask God to help me forgive. I can pray. I can transmute this out somewhere else.
And that's the thing with prayers is, when you acknowledge that you feel angry and it's taking you in a direction where now you're, you know, thinking about, okay, what can I do with this anger to get back at this person or the revenge or to say something that will, you know, hurt them one way or another or say something that will be, my word will be the last word, you know, that is obviously giving into that temptation. But when you stop to pray for that, that means you acknowledge that you need God to intervene with that situation, that your heart is going through something that is, you know, not so much under your control, but your anger is already slowly taking over, and you need his mercy and you need his forgiveness and love to guide you in a different direction. That is you repenting right then and there with that prayer, because you're acknowledging that this is a bad thing and you need to turn away from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.